Blog Talk Radio.
I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Back when they thought pink polos would hurt the rock, before Cam got the pop, the doors are closed. I felt like Bad Boy Street Team. I couldn't work the lock. Now let's go. Take them back to the plan. Me and my mama hopped in that U-Haul van. Any pessimists, I ain't talk to them. Plus, I ain't had no phone in my apartment. Let's take them back to the club. At least about an hour, I stand online. I just wanted to dance. I went to Jacob an hour after I got my advance. I just wanted to shine. Jay's favorite line, dog, in due time. Now they look at me like, damn, dog, you what I am. A hip-hop legend, I think I died in an accident. Cause this must be heaven. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. Yeah. For the day I die, I'ma touch the sky. Now let's take them high. Rick got the pop. I'd do anything to say I got it. Damn, them new loafers hurt my pocket. Before anybody wanted K-West beats, me and my girls split the buffet at KFC. Dog, I was having nervous breakdowns. Like, man, he's that much better than me. Baby, I'm going on an airplane, and I don't know if I'll be back again. Sure enough, I sent the plane tickets, but when she came to kick it, things became different. Any girl I cheated on, she cheated on. Couldn't keep it at home, thought I needed a knee alone. I'm trying to right my wrongs, but it's funny them same wrongs help me write the song now. I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky.
Yes, yes, yes. Guess who's on third? Lupe still like looping the third. Here like here till I'm bitter on the curb. Peach buzz, but bit on the verge. Let's slow it down like river on the serve. Bottle shaped body like Mrs. Butterworth. But before you say another word, I'm back on the block like I'm laying on the street. I'm trying to stop lying like a mum rob, but I'm not lying when I'm laying on the beat. On guard, a touche, Lupe, cool as the unthaw. But I still feel possessed as a gunshot, becoming correct as a pawn star. And the fresh pair of steps, they're my best phone call. So, I represent the first. Now let me end my verse right where the horns are, like,
I gotta testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die, you gon' touch the sky. You gon' touch the sky, baby girl. Testify. Come up in the spot looking extra fly. For the day you die,
yeah,
you gon' touch the sky.
We back at home, baby.
Dr. Lorenzo Day Smith, the host of Talking Sports Plus, also our new show that we do on Fridays, Balling with the Doc. And I do appreciate each and every one of you all joining me because this is a great opportunity to come before you and talk some sports. Now, the question might be, why should I take time to listen to Balling with the Docs? One of the main focus of this show is to talk about the hot button topics of the week, delivering some insight, some wisdom, as well as some thoughts, expert analysis about what went on this week in sports. Now, you can be a part of this show by calling in. The call-in number, and that's sort of like our introduction information, the call-in number is 347 857-4192. Now, if you want to go to the web link and listen to the show, you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And the name of our show today, and then we'll set the title of that show, is Talking Real About the Hottest Sports Topics During the Holiday Season. I hope on Friday everybody have completed their work week, getting ready for the weekend, and also getting ready for the holidays by possibly planning to shop this weekend or planning to go to, maybe there's a bowl game that your team is participating in. Historical Black College and University is participating in the Celebration Bowl in Atlanta. So one of the biggest things here, we want to make sure we understand that this is a great opportunity to share with you what's exactly going on. I want to thank each and every one of these individuals that's joining us. And I can call out the name, but I'm going to do it a little later because I normally try to do it by the midpoint of the show because I recognize you're taking time to wave at me, and I'm waving back at several other people to let them know I see you. I appreciate you taking time to watch Talking Sports Plus, a Balling with the Doc. This is a radio show provided by Talking Sports Plus, because you see in the background, for the ones that are live with me, you see in the background, we actually have our banner up and have a call-in number as well as the web link to make sure you contact us and be a part of the show. Now, if you want to email the show, you can go to talkingsportsplus@gmail.com. If you want to tweet the show, Ballin, it's at Ballin Doc. That's BALLINDOC at Talking Sports Plus with the number one. Then if you are interested in coming along with us and you want to be live, and you know I keep having my Facebook flash on and off, but we'll be on and off and try to stay on top of that, but we're still live. You can check us out through Facebook Live. We're normally on Instagram Live, but I didn't have enough mechanism today or vehicles to do it today, where you said gadgets to do it. So we're going to just do two live in regards to live visual. You can see me, and then I'm verbally live on Blog Talk Radio. You also can check us out on Twitter's live Periscope, YouTube television, which is a channel, the Smith Way Production, and Anchor Podcast. Then also you can come back if you want to check the show out later on this weekend or next week sometime before we come in for you again on next Friday. It's on-demand episode, and it can be heard on LinkedIn, some people LinkedIn, Google+, Facebook, Twitter, and Blog Talk Radio. Again, our show title for the day is Talking Real About the Hottest Sports Topics During the Holiday Season. We're going to start off by looking at the historical black colleges and universities, because we're through Talking Sports Plus, which we air on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Our brand is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school, and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So that's our brand. So that carryovers to Balling with the Doc. I'm here by myself on Wednesday night. I have four co-hosts, and I really appreciate each and every one of them being a part of it. And I would make sure I want to call their name, because they're very important to where we are today on Balling with the Doc. I have Coach Tony Stallworth, known as Touchdown Tony. I have Coach Tremaine Edwards, known as King Edwards. Coach Lauren D. Smith, she's our young lady, and she's our millennium, and she's the lady of the show. And our radio personality, he's the Don Keeley Entertainment, that comes with us on Wednesday night, is Daryl E. Train Elliott. All right, let's get this thing kicked off. We're going to start off with historical black colleges and universities again. Now, if you want to be heard, what you need to do is when you call in 347-857-4192, make sure you turn your radio down, or turn whatever volume you have that may cause some kind of clutter in the phone, and you can get us. And I'll recognize you with the last four digits of your cell or telephone number. And after I recognize you, I'm going to ask you to offer your name and your location and give us your expert analysis about the topics we were talking about. So we look forward for you calling in and talking with us from this hour of 4 to 5. And we're going to just go from here and just say, if you're planning a big holiday, make sure your family is included. as well as if you think it's your friends, include your friend as well. God continue to bless us to see another year. We're at the point of the holiday season. Try to be as safe as possible as well as we can, so you make sure you have a great and awesome weekend. So what we're going to do, we're going to go with our historical Black colleges and universities. We call the HBCU storyline. We have to say that because I've had several people that call in and say, what's HBCU? Now, you got to understand, in some parts of the country, there's not a HBCU located there. So they're calling from out in the western part of the of this country, out on the Pacific coast or whatever. They may say, what is a historical Black college and university? Or they may be calling in the northwest or the Seattle area. They may be calling and talking about. But we also have callers and listeners in Norway, and we are so proud to have those listeners in Norway. And I give a shout out to Blog Talk Radio, giving them a shout out. And I want you to make sure you understand that we're heard all over the world. Then we also have listeners also in Dubai. And we're so glad to have those listeners in the United Arab Emirates, that republic over there. We appreciate it. Maybe I'm making sure I said it right, but it's Dubai is the main place that we get callers and listeners who listen to our show. We appreciate you doing that. And we'll hopefully have others, because several people have a request in my friendship on Facebook, finding out what we're going on. We get them from Uganda, Ghana. We get them from Nigeria. We get them from all over the world that's listening through Facebook or listening through our Blog Talk Radio. HBC storyline. We're going to first look at that SWAC championship, which for many people who may not be sure exactly when we say SWAC, those acronym, what it is, Southwest Athletic Conference. They had their championship 2 weekends ago, which was between Alcorn State and Southern University. Alcorn State outlasted Southern University to win the championship. The score was 37-28. Alcorn was led by Water, their running back, who scored 3 rushing touchdowns, and that allowed them to win the SWAC championship of 2018. That led them to getting a bid to the Air Force Celebration Bowl that will be going on tomorrow in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta. It will have the SWAC versus the MEAC. The MEAC is the Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, consists of schools, North Carolina A&T. We'll say them first because they're representing the MEAC in the Celebration Bowl that will be happening tomorrow in between the time 3:30 or 4:30, and it will be live on ESPN. So you can check the Celebration, which is one of the first bowls. There are several other bowls that's going on, but that's definitely one that we want to pay close attention to because we're focusing on historical Black colleges and universities. We also had an opportunity on Wednesday night to kind of make some predictions. And our prediction, and it came from each one of the representatives, but we basically, three of my team members was not able to be there, but they were in contact through email, and they made their prediction. And we had one prediction being with the SWAC, or two predictions dealing with the SWAC, then the other three was focusing on North Carolina A&T. Because I saw North Carolina A&T play the first of the year. They played in this FCS kickoff classic in Montgomery, Alabama against Jacksonville State, and they beat Jacksonville State. So a lot of the national media pundits and talking heads had a chance to see them then. So they're very strong. They got an outstanding group of young men, as well as Alcorn. You know, the corn they call down there, you know, cannot forget that's down there where McNair came from. And he was one of the well-known quarterbacks in the NFL, but he came from Alcorn State University. So Alcorn will take on North Carolina A&T in the Mercedes-Benz Stadium on tomorrow. We had a question, and we want to talk about it a little bit, and you can be a part of it. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. The question is, why don't more historical Black colleges and universities get opportunity to play in the postseason? I said preseason in my other show, but we want to make sure we clear it up. The postseason. Talking about it's more than just a Celebration Bowl. What other bowls can the historical Black colleges be invited to? One of the things I think, because we have our three levels of Division I, And if you're not aware, I want to kind of lay it out on you. You have your FBS, which is a football bowl series. It has two levels of it. And you've heard a lot of talk. And your two level consists of your five power conference, which is called Power Five. And that consists of the ACC, SEC, which is the Atlantic Coast Conference, the Southeastern Conference, the PAC, which is the Pacific Athletic Conference. You have the Big Ten, which is mostly in your Midwest, Ohio State, Michigan, those Northwestern, Wisconsin, Iowa, Purdue, and all those schools right there. And then you have the Big 12, consists of Oklahoma, who will be representing the Big 12 in the playoff against the Southeastern Conference champion, which is the University of Alabama. So you have number one ranked against number four that's going to be in it. So those are the conferences that make up that Power Five. Then you have a group of five. And the leader of the group of five at this point is University of Central Florida, UCF. As you know, they got the longest winning streak in the nation, over 2 years, 25 in a row. So they'll be participating in the Fiesta Bowl against a representative from the SEC, which is Louisiana State University. So that's your two levels of your FBS football bowl subdivision, which is those two levels. Then you have your football championship subdivision, which is dealing with your Division I AA schools. They're in the playoff now playing. One of the most well-known Division I AA team is North Dakota State, who has won that championship because they actually have a playoff. You play up to four games, and they're in the semifinal now, and they'll be playing this weekend. And they have won five in a row. Then you have other schools that may fall in what we call our Southwest Athletic Conference, which is the FCS. And I mentioned Alcorn. You have Southern Grambling, Alabama State University, Alabama A&M. You have Prairie View University. You have Mississippi Valley. Those teams that make up that level of Division One, which is AA. And over in the MEAC, you have teams that, because we're talking about historical black colleges and universities, over the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, you have a team like North Carolina A&T, who's representing the MEAC in the Celebration Bowl, and you have North Carolina Central, Howard, Hampton. These are some of the schools I know you've heard of. You have Savannah State. You have Florida A&M, Bethune-Cookman. You have just a host of teams that represent the MEAC. So those are the schools that are participating at what we call that Division One level that's broken down to Division One and Division One AA. So you have that going on. So that's going to be big. This weekend is a big weekend, and our historical black colleges will get a chance being represented by Alcorn for the Southwest Athletic Conference, as well as for the MEAC, which is a Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference. You have North Carolina A&T. So they'll be playing in Atlanta. Put your meat in the seat. Go support the historical black colleges and university. All right, we wanted to also kind of look at a little basketball when we're talking about a historical black colleges and university. Now, you can be a part of this. All you have to do is call in and share your thoughts on it. Again, the call-in number is 347-857-4192. What we got going on with the SWAC basketball, we got to understand, and we'll just say basketball with your SWAC. We'll start with the SWAC conference as well as the MEAC. You have those games starting up on January the 5th. That's when they go conference-wise. Right now they are playing some of the other power, the Power Five conference. Now, understanding basketball is not a two-divisional setup, meaning they don't have an FBS and an FCS. Everybody, if you're Division One playing Division One basketball, whether you're in the MEAC, SWAC, 10, Pac-12, I'm sorry, Big 12, Big 10, or whatever it may be, you all play against each other. And a lot of those teams in the MEAC and the SWAC is playing the teams are in the Power Five conference. And a lot of them are money game for them. And that's one of the questions we talked about, the money game. Should we continue to play the money game? I talked to several coaches on that FCS level with the SWAC and the MEAC, and it is a way to help finance their season. so they can make the travels like they should. But they'll start with their scheduling, meaning playing interconference. They'll be playing against each other on January the 5th. And one of the few games that is mentioned, we'll just mention in the SWAC, and you have Texas A&M at Texas Southern at Alcorn State. I'm trying to put a Power 5 in there. You have Grambling against Alabama State. You have Jacksonville against Alabama A&M. Mississippi Valley against University of Arkansas Pine Bluff. And then you have Prairie View versus Southern in that. Again, that's Texas Southern versus Alcorn. So these sort of like cross-conference, cross-division, because they got an Eastern Division and a Western Division in the SWAC. So they'll be taking on some games and making things happen coming up in January, which is a couple weeks away, and they'll be in SWAC play, MEAC play. Then you'll have the CIAA, Central Intercollegiate Athletic Association. You have the SIAC, is the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference. They all be playing historical black colleges basketball at that time. So we look forward to kind of seeing those positives. They just kind of run off some of those champions in the CIAA, which is your Division II level of historical black colleges and universities. Fayetteville State is champion of 2018 CIAA football champion this year. And in the SIAC, the Southern Intercollegiate Athletic Conference, you have Miles College out of Birmingham, Alabama, won that SIAC football championship. So those are the champions we want to make sure we mention. There's not a bowl, there's a playoff, and those teams are not in the playoff, but we want to mention that they're successful and been very successful. All right, we're going to move to Coach's Corner, and we want to focus on some things. We're talking about the hottest topic. Understand, this is what this show is all about, the hottest sports topics of the week. And we're going to talk about something at the end of last week, the weekend, and what happened this week. We had a situation with the Heisman being awarded last Saturday night, and Kyler Murray outlasted Tua Tagovailoa in the Heisman race to be crowned the winner of the Heisman Trophy by 300 points. The question that we had, did the committee get it right? My co-host, the King, stated they didn't get it right because it's all about stats and not what you do for your team. And let me just kind of discuss this, and I want you to be a part of it. I see several people waving at me, and I want to make sure I wave back at them. You might see me stretching out to make sure I wave back at. I thank each and every one of you all for joining. One of the things about the Heisman, they do look at what their performance is on the field, and numbers do count. And I think that the winner of this wasn't decided to the last weekend, because from day one, Tua had 41 favorite to win the Heisman and hadn't played but a half of a game. And he led all the way until the last game, which is the last game they played, which was the SEC championship and the Big 12 championship, where you had Oklahoma versus Texas, and you had Alabama versus Georgia, and you had Kyler Murray from Oklahoma, and you had Tua from SEC, which is Alabama. Then you had Dwayne Haskins from Ohio State. Dwayne Haskins had some outstanding numbers. He had 796 points compared to Tua, who had 1,200, and Kyler had over 1,500 points. So Kyler Murray was identified as the champion, and I say they got it right, because we want to just base it on what happened through the first 12 games, but that championship game is the last weekend before voting. Tua did not have a good championship game. Jalen Hurts, if you remember, came in, the same young man that Tua came in for the championship, national championship game in January the 8th, matter of fact. He came in, and Tua came in, and they substituted Jalen, and he won that game. Jalen returned the favor in the same building. He SEC championship, he substituted because Tua got hurt, but wasn't having a great game regardless. He threw a couple interceptions down there inside the red zone, and he just was not doing well. Jalen came in, yes, he won the game and puts himself in history, in football history at the University of Alabama. his number wasn't good. Talking about Tua. Tua numbers wasn't good. So the numbers are 168 yards and two interceptions and I believe one touchdown, if not two touchdowns. It was just not good enough because Kyler Murray had over 379 yards and over 80 yards rushing and had four touchdowns. Kyler won it at the end. We congratulate Kyler and say, you know, great job because you did not quit. It's a situation when everybody else had a pinpoint person to win it, and he refused. All your talking heads and pundits were saying that. The bottom line is Kyler came in and showed everybody that if you just grind and keep grinding, you can win the prize. Same way with Jalen Hurts. Jalen Hurts showed a lot of character all year. There were some situations from the beginning. All the talking heads were saying he needed to transfer. Why stay there? His first thing, as he stated, I waited around for my chance. And when I got my chance, we're talking about Jalen Hurts now, in that championship game, I just waited for my chance. And when I got my chance, I went out. My teammates I knew would support me, gave me the greater effort, and he was successful, and he pulled that game out against Georgia. And he said he owed it all to God. God kept him on the right track. When he was in those states of mind, no one knew what he was going through because he had worked hard for that position, and that position was taken away from him. It led him to understand that God will work with you. He's not asleep. He's always with you. And when you just give him, just pray and ask for a desire, he will give you a desire. So just keep that in mind when you're at a point in your life you're not feeling well. But Jalen's a good example, good character, good Christian, good young man that I support 100%. Now, there's a lot of talk about what he's going to do in regards to coming back or going to a transfer into another school. I personally believe, and I may be off point, which I ain't, this is the hottest topic, what I want to take you, say, take this to the press. Jalen's going to graduate tomorrow. Graduate tomorrow from the University of Alabama. So he's graduating tomorrow, and his decision will be that he's going to continue to play in the championship game or play in the playoff, and after the season's over with, he's going to go and put his name in for the draft. And I believe that's the best move because this year hadn't been a great year for NFL backup quarterbacks. You have several teams watching the Redskins and just bringing anybody they can find. Some folks that are managers at a grocery store now quarterbacking. So a young man that will do what you ask him to do, got great character, hard worker. He has a great opportunity. He may not be the starter, but a backup is an opportunity to continue to do something you always wanted to do. So that's my prediction in regards to Jalen Hurts. He will not go to another school because there's nothing to prove. Only bonus he may have, and it's not a bonus, it's a bad bonus, I feel, that he may get hurt trying to get numbers, trying to get in the race or whatever race they think he should be, the Heisman race or whatever. I think he's done all you can do because if you win the championship, there's two championships and a runner-up. No one had that kind of career except those players at the University of Alabama. Unfortunate, no one likes it, but that's the way it is. It is what it is. So let's keep that in mind now. You want to be a part of this conversation, and I want to see my board light up. Now, call in now. That's 347-857-4192. All right, we also want to look at a tweet that came out that was reported by Yahoo Sports in regards to now Kyler Murray, back to Kyler Murray, the Heisman Trophy winner. Again, I said congratulations to him. He had an outstanding year. It was a tweet from 2011 and 12. It came to light after Murray won the Heisman Trophy, and it was an anti-gay tweet that he did when he was 14 years old. Now, I have a problem with that, Yahoo, and I'll call Yahoo out because they didn't want to report that. If they had the story, why they sit around and wait till the Heisman was over with, then you bring out the story. You know, we all can look back when we was 14 years old. There are some things we're not proud of. Just unfortunate, some of us may have come through a time when you had paper and pencil that you was writing notes. And might be some letters and notes and things you may have wrote that you was not proud of it. But now you have the use of technology. You have the Twitter accounts. You have Snapchat. You have Facebook. You have always texting and using all forms WhatsApp and all these kind of forms of technology. You may type something when you're 14. I know someone is back there saying right now on Facebook or wherever you may be in regards to our broadcast, well, y'all know better. You know what? You're 14 years old, go check. Go think about what you did when you was 14 years old. You may have said some things or wrote some things. Some of us was bullies, and we know it. Some are still bullies, and we're grown now. And I'm going to say that. When you was 14, you did. But if you was in that conversation becoming a public figure, some of that may come out. How would you feel? Is that right? And that's the question. Should they have brought that out after he won the Heisman? This has happened several times so far in the last year. You may say, don't do it. I tell a grown man don't do it, a grown woman don't do it, but when a child 14 typing stuff, and if you're going to bring it up 8-9 years later, then everybody need to take their phones and put them in the drawers, because that ain't what it's all about. I don't believe it's all about that. Yes, it's all about teaching our young people, teaching all of our users of our technology how to use it, but when they're 14, it's a whole different ballgame because you've been 14 before. So, Yahoo, I have a problem with that. I ask you not to do that because that ain't the way you address a problem. If you want to get headlines, you don't have to do that to get your headlines. You can do it another way. So, again, I have a problem with the way they did that, and I'm not excusing Tyler for whatever he did because it was wrong for him making those statements. But, again, he was 14 years old in the eighth grade. So check yourself first. And I think those reporters should have checked themselves before they're running this story so they can put a dim light on something that was very exciting and an award that he deserved to have. So I do support Tyler, and I'll tell you that now. All right, we also want to look at who's the running for the Heisman for 2019. At this point, we have to say Tua Tagovailoa is one of the runners for the Heisman next year. You have a young man at I believe at Wisconsin will be one of the individuals that will be at the running for the Heisman next year. And there's a couple other people that are probably going to be mentioned. You can go on with Jake Bennett of South Carolina. You had to go on with a couple others that might be able to run it. But at this point, Tua will probably have the 2-1 odds to win it next year because that's not really the competition. Some even mentioned that it might be Jalen Hurts. If he goes to a team like Oregon or a team like Oklahoma, he could be in running. But I told you my thoughts on that, and I give Jalen that same advice. Ain't nothing else you can do in college right now but go on to the next level because that's your dream. Give your dream a trial because it's there, because many others are there that are being pulled off the street to fill in a position. It'll be a job. It's like anywhere else. And I'll applaud you. Take your opportunity to see that job through if you get an opportunity to do that. All right, so those are the individuals in regards to the Heisman. Now, share your thoughts on it. All you have to do, if you want to, again, you want to tweet me, that's Balling Doc, that's at Balling Doc, or at Talking Sports Plus with the number one, or at Lorenza D. Smith. You can go three different ways to tweet me. You also can go to the email, that's talkingsportsplus@gmail.com, and you can email me to share your thoughts, or you can just call in. You're on Facebook. If you want to share some thoughts, what you do, push the button, say you want to be live, and I'll make you live, and you can share your thoughts, and everybody can hear exactly what you're saying on Facebook because we have the volume to make sure every area is covered. So we'll make sure. Again, let me go back and mention the vehicles that we're using today. Normally what we will use, all opportunity to go live. We have here, we have Facebook, Blog Talk Radio. We also have Periscope right here. Opportunity with YouTube, we do have that same opportunity. And however, like I said, we have to have several mechanisms when we're several vehicles or several technology pieces to do all those. And we're making do with it right now. We'll be full blast very soon when we'll have all those covered with a camera and all that as well. So we're looking forward to being able to serve you. Because we're your servant. We're going to serve you and give you the hottest sports topics there are during the week. You'll talk about it, want you to be a part of it. So make sure you take an opportunity in the future to join us and just share your thoughts in regards to what's going on in your community. We also want to look at Auburn University, another one of the topics that we actually talked about, and that was in regards to Auburn hiring its fourth coordinator in the last 4 years, truly. in the last 4 years. So one of the biggest things is the bottom line, Gus Malzahn said he will still call the plays. So I don't know how well that is. He got a young 29-year-old young man from Memphis who was his first year as offensive coordinator over there. They put some higher numbers, good running attack and everything over there. So we're kind of keep an eye on that and the things. Is that a good move? That's what our question is all about. We want to discuss, is that a good move by Gus Malzahn to hire this young man and then in return say, I'm going to call the plays myself? Somehow I just kind of have a problem with that. If you're going to have your coordinator, you got to have enough confidence in him to let him do that. I know you're fighting, trying to stay afloat because you in a state where you have a team that's in the last 9 years and won 5 national championships and on their verge to win the 6th national championship, and you're trying to stay afloat. It's tough being that Auburn fan in the state of Alabama when, you know, they can compete word of mouth, but when you're talking about every now and then you're beating this team, but even if you beat the team, they still won a national championship. So what exactly is what you need to do? And Gus, that bus, as he always said, is rolling on those four small, probably, you know, on the level where they say you need some air in the tire for long. If not, they're going to blow out. He'll no longer be there anymore, and that's just what it's going to be like. If he can't win consistently, 7-4, 7-5 is not going to win it when you have your rival on the other side of the state going 13-0, 14-0, and 15-0 in some cases, or 14-1. It's just hard to compete with that. And winning championship, winning SEC championship as well as national championship. So something has to happen, and we'll kind of see how this works with the hiring of the new offensive coordinator to kind of see exactly what's going on. All right, we're going to move to some high school results. In actuality, I want to call out a couple of states who had some success. I'll start, and we're talking about football. We're talking about football playoff results in the state of Alabama, Georgia, and Florida, because we're over the southeastern part of the United States. Ball in the dock touches everybody and all over the world. So we want to share some states that's centered around, and we'll say southeastern part of the United States. We want to recap Florida, the state of Florida high school championship, and there's 8 classes in Florida football. In 8A, it's Mandarin defeated Columbus. In 7A, you have Lakeland winning the championship against St. Thomas Aquinas. In 6A, you have Northwestern handling Armwood. You have Cardinal Gibbons winning the 5A. 4A, you have Coco losing to Reigns, 27-13. 3A, you have Chaminade beating King Academy, 38-10. 2A, you have North Florida Christian Academy beating Champion Catholic. And then you 1A, you have Madison County beating Baker, 48-6. In South Carolina, you have, and I did mention, now Georgia's playing their championship as we speak right now. They should be through with them probably this afternoon or tonight. Then we'll have them for the next show. We have South Carolina 1A. You have Green C. Floyd winning the 1A championship. Abbeville winning the 2A championship. Chester High winning the 3A championship. Mira Beach winning the 4A championship. You have Dutch Fork winning the 5A championship. It is only 5 classes in the state of South Carolina. And for the Alabama 7A classes that they have 7 classes in Alabama High School Athletic Association. 1A, you have Mars Hill Bible School. You have Fife in the 2A. You have Flomerton in the 3A. You have Dessler in the 4A. You have Central Clay County in the 5A. You have Pinson Valley in the 6A. And in the 7A, the largest class in the state of Alabama in high school football is Central Phoenix City. Central, let me just kind of give you a little background. Since Central had been to the championship about four or five times in a row, 4 or 5 years in a row, and they always had to match up against Hoover, who were one of the main powerhouses in the state of Alabama in 7A, and they had lost this year. Hoover ended up losing in the semifinal to Thompson High School, led by Tua Tagovailoa, which is Tua's brother over there at Thompson. And Central had a chance to go against Thompson and Stella Hoover, and they won the ball game. So we applaud Central High School and all the other champions in each class from each state. If your state have come to their finals, whether it's Louisiana, Tennessee, Arkansas, Mississippi, please give us a call or email us and let us know at TalkingSportsPlus@gmail.com and let us know what's going on with your site. All right, we want to look at the Alabama High School Power 25, and it's not really a big number, but you got two or three teams that's up in the top up there, and particularly the two top teams up there in the top at this point for boys. You have Mountain Brook. They are number a 7A. They're class 7A, and they're ranked number one in the Power 25 ranking. And a 6A team that's ranked number two would be Lanier. Cindy Lanier High School out of Montgomery, Alabama. Cindy Lanier returns a bunch of juniors. Ronji Gordon leads the team. He's about 6'6", 6'7", left-hand kid, playing in the post down there, can step out and shoot the jump shot. And he's ranked 22nd, the 22nd best player in the country in the class of 2020. So he's having an outstanding year so far. They are 9-0 enrolling, and they have a game tonight. So I look for them to be very successful as well. So, again, we'll applaud that those two teams have been at the top of the Alabama High School rankings. Power rankings. So we applaud those schools. Now, again, you want to call in and share your thoughts about your school, historical black college and university in regards to basketball, coaches' corner, you want to share some thoughts about that, your high school results, if your team in Georgia played on Wednesday, Thursday, or playing tonight, or played this morning, give us a call and let us know exactly what's going on, and as well as basketball share, because we're going to do Florida, Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee basketball, their Power 25 on next week's show. All right, we're going to look at some results in regards to a tournament that occurred this past weekend up in Huntsville. We had called the Bragging Rights Tournament between Alabama and Georgia. And we want to applaud those teams that were successful. Alabama won the tournament, and it was a tournament where they just played one game. Their matchup, 4-1. They played against Georgia, teams out of Georgia. You had Columbia High School who hosted. Coach Christopher Blandon, he hosts that tournament up there called the Bragging Rights Tournament, something that was established years ago. So it was an outstanding tournament because I attended, and his team, Columbia, won 77-57 over one of the Catholic schools out of Georgia. Then you had Lanier High School, sending Lanier to number two ranked team. They also won their ball game. Mountain Brook played a heck of a ball game against Meadow Creek out of Georgia. And it came down to a 47-45 final, 49-40, it was by two. And Trent Wofford, number one player in the state of Alabama out of this recruiting class, 2019, had a kind of sealed a victory for them. Winona came there, as you know, they play tough every year. They were very successful in winning their game. The only one that lost in that tournament was Mae Jemison out of Huntsville. Used to be old Johnson High School. So they are Mae Jemison, who have won the state championship since they've been open for the last 4 years. They end up losing by 2 points. So it end up being 4-1. So we applaud those young individuals as they played hard and played tough. Also this weekend, they have a middle school tournament at Columbia High School. And the coordinators of that is Coach Tremaine Edwards. Coach Tremaine is one of our co-hosts on our Wednesday. That's the King. We call him the King. He's hosting a tournament along with Coach Christopher Blandin. They're having a tournament called the Ed Nutterly Middle School Basketball Tournament, which starts today at 5. You have three games today, 5, 6:30, and 8 o'clock, and then they'll come back and resume it tomorrow, and the championship game is played at 4 o'clock tomorrow at Columbia High School in Huntsville, Alabama. You have three other teams, more of a local middle school tournament. You have Chapman, you have McNair, you have Williams, you have several other schools that are participating in this. And this is a great opportunity for young people to play the game in a tournament style, especially middle school. You just don't get enough middle schools, or you don't have a championship in the middle school level. However, they get a chance to play in Christmas tournament and holiday tournament. So we applaud Coach Edwards and Coach Blandin for putting it together up there in Huntsville, Alabama, giving our children an opportunity to be exposed to what exactly is going on. I have a couple other people who's joining me now, and I'm going to wave at them while I'm talking with you so I can make sure I give them the same proper wave as I do. I did the other individual. I have several people. Now, take me a minute because I let a couple of them. Oh, I got quite a few. And I'm going to call out these individuals. And I appreciate each and every one of you all joining me while we talk sports. And I have a couple more I'm going to wave at while we're about getting to the point where we're bringing to the end of the show. And I want to make sure I call out all those individuals that's on Facebook that's joining me. And I keep hitting my button to call, but I made sure I waved at every one of y'all. I would say thank y'all for joining us. I'm very excited by having this opportunity. I have several people on the line with our Blog Talk Radio broadcast, our live broadcast, and I appreciate you joining. Now, let me take this opportunity before I shout out to all those individuals that's joining me, whether they're through Instagram, whether they're through Blog Talk Radio. I'm thinking about my YouTube television. I didn't get a chance to get on that today. Then also Facebook. Make sure I mention each and every one of you all. Now, we got an outstanding weekend coming up here with some sports. We got some bowls that's going on. They may not be the bowls that you want to see at this point, but you know, specifically the Celebration Bowl in Atlanta, the Air Force Celebration Bowl. If you're anywhere around that area, go check it out. It's between Alcorn State University, the winner of the SWAC, which is Southwest Athletic Conference, versus the MEAC, Mid-Eastern Athletic Conference, North Carolina A&T. It'll be going on this weekend. So make sure you, if you can be there, put your – and our favorite slogan is put your meat in the seat. That's how you support historical black colleges, middle school, or high school athletics, by putting your meat in the seat, supporting the young men, supporting the young ladies, and just whatever sport is going on. We're getting ready pretty much to get full-fledged roll out the basketball, ROB, which is rolled out the ball, which is basketball. Support your team. Support your family members. They're participating in sports. We want you to do it. Now, we make a point to travel around, check out games throughout the state, even in other states. If you got somewhere and you got a big ball game going on, like I know there's a big one going on down in Mobile, in that area down there, you got Satsuma that's going to be playing against, if I'm not mistaken, either LaFleur, who's ranked pretty high in the national poll. They're a high school national poll, and they got a big ball game going on tonight down there in Mobile area. So y'all check it out in Mobile. See what's going on. If you know somebody that, give them a shout. Give them a holler. Let them know. Go check that ball game out, because LaFleur's got one of those outstanding 6A ball clubs that's playing at the high level. So do that if you got a chance. Now, if any other games are coming up in your area, because I know the CIAA is starting, getting ready next week, right after Christmas, to start with their playing against their conference schedule. The SIAC do the same thing. Then the SWAC and the MEAC play basically in January. So that's what's going on. So we're excited about sports, and we're going to talk about the hottest topic. You know, our title it was Talking Real about the hottest sports topic during the holiday season. We're going to come back next week. We'll be at again next week on Friday at 4 o'clock Central Standard Time, 5 o'clock Eastern Standard Time on Blog Talk Radio, as well as Instagram, Facebook, Periscope, YouTube television, which is channel The Smith Way Production, and you can join us on all those vehicles and be a part of this. Again, I'm really excited about having this chance to come before you and just share some of the people who've taken time just to be with us, on especially on Facebook. And normally I don't mention names or anybody when they call, because I just have numbers on my Blog Talk Radio, but I want to make sure I share some thoughts about those individuals. Now, we will have our Monday show, which is Talking Real to You. It's a show that focuses on just plain old life issues. So we're going to be coming hard, and we're going to be coming 100 on Monday. And it's at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And I am the host, Dr. Lorenza D. Smith, and the co-host is Lauren D. Smith. This show is the only father and daughter Blog Talk Radio show in the country. And you got an opportunity to join us on Monday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Our call-in number is 347-857-4192. Be a part of just talking about plain old life issues. We're going to look at some social issues, some relationship issues. We're going to look at some political, educational issues that's going on in our country or in your neighborhood or your neck of the woods. So make sure you join us on Monday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Now, as I mentioned, the co-hosts, I want to mention my two experts. We have joining us from the state of Georgia. We have Dr. Olivia E. Smith. She'll be joining us on Monday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. She's an expert. We enjoy having her here and sharing her expertise. Also, we have Ms. Scarlett H. Black out of South Carolina, Greenville, South Carolina. She'll be joining us as well, and we'll be ready to talk with you. We'll be sharing our analysis, our expert analysis, and our wisdom with you, and we want you to do the same thing. So make sure you take time to join us on Monday night, Talking Real to You. Talking Real to You is every other Monday. So we'll be on this Monday, and we'll skip a Monday. We're getting close to Christmas. You know that coming on. We might just take some time off with all of our shows when we get to the Christmas holiday. And we'll just check it out. And you'll see, but we'll keep you posted on that. Then on Wednesday night, we have Talking Sports Plus. And it comes on at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time, 9 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. The call-in number is the same, 347-857-4192. You can go to the web link, which is www.blogtalkradio.com/The Smith Way Production. And if you just want to hear the show, go to the web link. If you want to hear the show and be heard, call in to the call-in number. And this is Talking Sports Plus is the voice of the historical black colleges and universities, high school and middle school athletics in the southeastern part of the United States. So you can join us and talk about the topics that's going on in those specific areas. We also include your Power Five and your Group of Five sports as well. So make sure you join us on Wednesday night at 8 o'clock Central Standard Time. Again, then next Friday we'll be back with this Talking Sports Plus radio show, which is Balling with the Doc. And each of the shows, I am the host of those shows. Now, on Wednesday night, let me let you know my co-hosts. I mentioned them earlier in the show. You may be joining me now, and you might not heard. But the co-host on the Wednesday night show, which is Talking Sports Plus, is Coach Lauren D. Smith, Coach Tremaine Edwards, they call him McKean, Tony Touchdown Starworth, as well as our radio personality, Daryl E. Train Elliott. They'll be joining me on Wednesday night, as well as you can join us by calling in to the call-in number 347-857-4192. So we had an exciting show today, and I appreciate all of those individuals joining me, and I want to make sure I give them a wave. And I'm going to call your name. You know what? I see some names on here, and some of them have handles, and I may not get your handle, may not get your name right. But I'm going to do my best to make sure I call out. But don't take offense and don't call back. We want you to call back or join us on Facebook. We have Rebecca Collins. Appreciate you joining us, Rebecca. We have Samantha Franklin. She's joining us. Tyree Hall. We have Artavius Williams, Erica Tyler Eberhardt, Tracy Anderson, Lynette Smith, Blue Diamond. I'm assuming she's one of my sorority sisters, Zeta Phi Beta sorority, and there may be others on there. I know my frat brother I saw on there, Artavius Williams. I appreciate him. We have Money Love, Michelle? Reginald Fred Fowler, one of my ball players from middle school back in the day here in Montgomery at Cloverdale. It was a junior high school. I'm so proud to have you on here, Fred. Thank you so much. Valerie Hamilton and Preacher Man. You know, you don't preach it all, Preacher Man. That's Michael Clemens. He's joining us. Mike do it every week, and every week he can. Thank you, Mike. He's one of my basketball players at McKenzie School, which is at the time McKenzie High School. It's McKenzie School now. And I do appreciate you, Mike, joining me, Preacher Man. Joy Daniels. Thank you, Joy. Mel Mimi Bird. Thank you, Mimi. We have, is this Greta Nicole? Thank you very much, Greta. We have Dorothy Watts. Then we got Mercedes Felicia Filzer. If I'm not saying it right, help me out, Mercedes. Miles Brown, another one of my ball players from McKenzie High School. He's now the principal of McKenzie School now because he's always been K through 12, but we always identify McKenzie High School. Miles is one of my players, football and basketball. Miles, thank you for joining me. As well as Olivia Smith. Olivia Smith is one of our co-hosts on our Monday night show. That's Dr. Olivia E. Smith, and she's our expert. And I call her co-host because they are expert. They're my co-hosts because they be with me every Monday night, and I do appreciate Doc for joining us. Then we have Keisha Palmer. Thank you, Keisha, for joining us. Now, we're at the end of the hour. We're about to close this show down. I really want you to really be appreciative of the opportunity because I am. I just don't know what to do by having this, you know, it's a great chance for me to share this with you. You know, I just want you to smile because, you know, your best life, you know, you're living your best life. So enjoy. We don't own the rights to this music, but what we want you to understand.
I'm living my best life. Ain't go back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't go back and forth with you. I'm living my best life. Ain't go back and forth with you now. I'm living my best life. Ain't go back and forth with you.
You got a lot to be smiling for. Be wildin' for. Come on, I get my grin on. I'm smiling, bitch, cause I always get my win on. I've been on so many different stages. Graced the cover of 100 magazine pages. Made people smile everywhere that I went. I even put it on the first black president. It's evident I'm hot as a crock pot. With a big ass smile like Mr. Hotspot. You got a lot to be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin' for? If you're breathing, you achieving. We having fun this evening, believe it.
I'm living my best life. Ain't going back and forth with you now. I'm living.
Up in the air, and show a hater you don't even much care. We finna get another bag this year. My ex, you can have that there. Hey, this year, bad vibes get cut off. More trips, new chicks with no draws. More drinks, more smoking, more cars. More shows with Duval and Snoop Dogg. Look, I ain't tryna throw no shade, cause I can't see them in my lane. As long as my rent getting paid, I can care less with a beer. You in the club every night with no job. Eating good off your food stamp card. You made a killing last year off fraud. If you know you ain't going to work tomorrow,
I'm living my best life.
To be smiling for. So what the f*** you be wildin'?
You may think that it's over, that your life is done.
The best
oh my.
Is yet to come.
Don't sweat the challenge, your battle's already won. Yeah, yeah, yeah. See, God writes the end before the story begins. Oh, he told me to tell you the best
is yet to come.
As the author of your faith, he wrote a provision for you to win. You're a winner, you're a winner, you're a winner. Yeah. What people told you, you ain't seen nothing.
You ain't seen your best day.
Oh, what a my brother, my brother, my
you
brother.
Your
what you know? From negative words, get away from negative people. Can God speak to you? Is on the way. I see you eagle, I see you flying high. Ooh, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing, you ain't seen nothing. I know you may think that you have, but God told me to tell you, you gotta keep on fighting, keep on praying. You ain't seen nothing.